From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean and UK media deliver their verdict on the pitch at Sabina Park. CARICOM to set up a diplomatic mission in South Africa. And is skin color a factor in getting a visa in the United States? I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the wake of the abandoned Jamaica test at Sabina Park, scores of cricket fans, including England supporters, have been braving the Caribbean sun to get refunds on their tickets. Three ticket booths have been allocated for the job, and booth operators have apparently so far paid out some $5 million Jamaican dollars. There's been no official word from either the West Indies Cricket Board or the Jamaica Cricket Association on the payouts at Sabina Park, although Association President Jackie Hendricks has said that he will step down if asked. The WICBC has announced that back-to-back test matches will now be staged in Trinidad, the first of which starts next Thursday. And there's been reaction from all over the cricketing world to yesterday's events at Sabina Park. It had cricket writers looking in their record books to find out if such a thing has ever happened before. Media reaction was especially intense in Britain, as Orrin Gordon reports.